posh, doesn't it? For a girl from Bury.
Are you going to be using those letters now? But actually, it's a good time to use it when you want something.
I think I'll just use it in like a sort of posh sense. I think I'll just have it there. I don't think I'll be putting it on the bottom of the email.
How did you feel when you got the letter?
I was actually really shocked, really. I don't think it actually sunk in until it was announced last night, really. Just honour and privilege that, and just thanking the people that nominated me, and you know, it's a huge honour to be recognised for service to my sport. So, you know, I'm just really pleased and obviously really ecstatic, and worth celebrating tonight.
Oh, definitely.
To celebrate.
That's one reason to stay up till midnight, isn't it? And I suppose more than that, it's a recognition of just how far the sport's come, isn't it, Tracy?
Yeah, exactly. And women's sport doesn't really get recognised that much, and we obviously lack finances and media coverage, and, you know, to be recognised and to put in the limelight for such an accolade is obviously, so, you know, a thank you to all the volunteers, supporters and all the people who put endless time into my sport. So I think this is just, I'm just the face of it, really, and there's a lot more people out there who are probably working just as hard, but obviously not at the top of, obviously, coaching England. So, yeah, I think it's a thank you to everyone, really.
Yeah, and we've been asking this morning, if you could replay one day from 2015, which one would it be? And I'm quite sure that somewhere high on the list is when, you know, the team won the bronze medal at the World Cup. But, you know, I suppose it's bittersweet, isn't it? Because it was tinged with such sadness for you at the time, and the fact that your dad passed away whilst you were at the competition.
Yeah, I think for me, there's probably been, it feels like there's been more lows than there's been highs, but when I look back on the year, there's probably been some amazing highs for particularly me and my family. And for me, I think it had to be that, which probably will never happen again, is that even though my dad passed away, he actually brought all my family and my boyfriend out to Sydney to watch me in the World Cup, which probably wouldn't have happened if he hadn't passed away. So I think that has to be the highlight, that he actually brought all the family together at a time when we really needed it. So for me, that was probably one of the most amazing games, and that was probably in the first Jamaica game on the Saturday.
And I suppose it's the one thing about social media, isn't it? It comes in for a lot of criticism, but you must have noticed, you know, the sort of the love and the support that your dad got on there, that, you know, it was trending very much, wasn't it, over those couple of days?
Yeah, I think that's one of the real sad things. Like, it's one of the most happiest things that, obviously, you didn't realise how popular he was and how well-loved he was by a lot of people. I think, for the other part, it didn't really give you that privacy, particularly at his funeral and stuff like that. But, you know, like I say, with highs, there always comes lows. And but we did have time to go away and just, obviously, remember him and just sort of, we'll never get over it, but we do have to accept it at some point. And I think now you see that Gary, obviously, is in a new position. I've obviously been given this award, and, you know, you just think sometimes I wish he was here to share it with us, but yeah. I'm sure he's, you know, he's very happy. He's always been very proud of us, and again, we're giving him something else to be proud of.
Yeah, well done. And a big 2016 in store. I can't imagine it's too long before the, you know, it's Dame Tracy Neville. That's got a ring to it.
Oh, God, I think I've got a massive challenge ahead of me in the next 4 years, and obviously, I'm really up for the challenge. I think I've got a lot of work to do before I even get near any of the people that have been recognised in the Dame category.
But tonight, you're going to go out with a bang at midnight.
I think it gives me something, gives me a smile on my face. There's been a couple of them in this year, but there's obviously been some unhappiness as well. So nice to share it with I'm actually spending it with my family, so that'll be really nice as well.